Here come music to set your soul on fire.
I hate every minute of it.
This is the dawn of glorious
sounds of every kind.
Brought to you by
Satire,
the man with the industrial dick.
Totally untrue.
But that's I still.
I'm so happy to see you.
Well, I am not.
Shut up, bitch.
And now we present on stage
the seal of the Church of Satan.
There he goes with a ball on his nose.
And like that, he's gone.
I have to leave for a few minutes.
Where would you like to go?
Into the sea.
On your inflatable seahorse.
Sounds like too much work. I'd rather just
go into Bangkok, get yourself a cheap hotel, and
make children hate Jesus Christ.
Before I go, I'd like
to release my love.
Blow it out your ass.
Boy, it smells good.
You're sick.
It was as if he smelled a rat, but held his nose and went...
It's polluting the atmosphere.
Excuse me.
The patient is asked to hold her breath and strain.
My nostrils were offended by the disagreeable odor.
Nothing can get rid of these odors like...
Veritable fucking snowstorms of cocaine and smack, whatever the hell else they shove in their veins.
I didn't know that.
Well, it's true.
Time you knew.
This record is about how to exercise
your elbows, heels, and knees
until they become
relaxed and flexible.
Like a rubber band.
Like your parents, teacher, or a
Johnny Mathis.
Sit there, you know, being ridiculous.
Jumping around.
Laughing merrily.
And most of the time, you don't even know what they're doing.
I am sorry, but they
are not needed.
I killed them both with my bare hands, because God helped me.
God was watching, and he said,
maybe try some leeches?
Lots of them all over your body.
These are perfect because they're
dozens of them all at the same time.
Massive, massive quantities and a glass of water, sweetheart. My socks are on fire.
And God said to him,
what I regret most is that I
created man as a sexual being.
But I can remember dissecting a frog.
Giant frog monster is approaching.
Ask your God to take away these frogs. And God said to him,
no, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
I enjoy being
handcuffed and thrown into the van.
And another thing.
For sexual opportunity.
I'm going to have the pleasure of putting a rope round your neck.
Nothing bad is gonna happen.
I love it.
What else do you love?
Unclotted blood.
What else do you love?
I love my lips.
What else do you love?
Furnishing drugs for the entire hospital.
And none of us even notice because we're all hooked on them.
Drugs. They work. Trust me. I've been on them for years.
I am addicted to
rabbit tobacco.
It should not be allowed.
Instead of listening to
Captain Crunch,
you have to listen carefully to
Isaiah
as he sits down upon the throne of David in Jerusalem.
And gradually it begins to
masturbate for 7 hours.
What narcotic is he addicted to?
McDonald's Chicken McNuggets.
Isaiah has foretold.
We will find the truth, and the truth is
you should eat more celery.
Covered with the blood of all those dead kids.
That's a good idea.
Isaiah said,
what we used to think of as a dirty and undesirable habit is really the thing to do.
Jesus said,
I want you to forget that I'm your master and use
ground beef, hamburger helper, frozen hash browns, a six-pack,
and nipples.
Happy the Clown rushed up to him and said,
the most horrible thing in the world is a woman who's never had
hot monkey urine.
That's right. Pour it in
your mouth.
Delicious.
Dr. Possum said,
our practice will be different today.
And he was naked,
holding his rifle at the ready.
Meanwhile, on the pirate ship,
a strange little man appeared.
Who the fuck are you, man?
I'm Harvey Manfred.
And I want you to
look at this.
It was a little cock.
A teeny, tiny, eeny, weeny, smallest little
dick I've ever seen.
Put your goddamn cock away.
Now, if you'd like to see more of my cock,
I'm going
to
put it all on display, open to the public. This display should be full and neat.
Have you seen it?
No. Anyway, how is your sex life?
My mother taught me.
The subject of incest
has to be taught
in the schools and also in the police departments.
Death is ever present in the police officer's world.
This is Police Sergeant Edward O'Reilly.
He fell down dead as a doornail.
After he died, we realized
he was such a nitwit.
People said his brain was infected by devils.
See, that's what motherfuckers be saying about us.
And they're right.
So we have to do something very, very dramatic.
Such things as coming to the table with
Han Solo.
Then Chewbacca shows up.
He comes down the chimney and says,
who took my mayonnaise?
And Jesus opened up his arms and he said,
it was me.
And Jesus told this story.
Once upon a time, there were three bears.
And they died.
The end.
And so, friends, on behalf of
Johnny Mathis
and myself, I wish to thank you for your kind reception and bid you a fond farewell.